A world of wonder awaits at Nemacolin. The Grand Lodge will surprise and delight with 56 stunning suites and 5-star butler services. Indulge in libations at the Circle Bar and Study before you savor the new and enchanting Fawn and Fable restaurant, where the best parts of a traditional steakhouse and a fairy tale castle create a magical dining experience. With fine dining, a spa, and over 100 adventures, golf, art, and wildlife experiences, whatever your imagination holds, Nemacolin has the key. Visit Nemacolin.com for more information.
You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
Less than 3 months after getting arrested for making Islamophobic remarks and instigating violence at the Haridwar Dharam Sansad back in December 2021, the controversial Hindu leader Yati Narsingha Anand is back at it again. On 3rd April, an event called the Hindu Mahapanchayat was held at North Delhi's Burari grounds. Here, Narsingha Anand, who was released on bail on 15 February, delivered a speech instigating Hindus to pick up arms, claiming that the Hindu community face a threat of conversion and a violence if, quote-unquote, a Muslim is made Prime Minister. The organizer of the event, Preet Singh and Pinky Chaudhary, both have previously also been arrested for giving hate speeches at a similar event organized in Delhi's Jantar Mantar in August 2021. They too, like Narsingha Anand, are out on bail. It's important to note here that the organizers were denied permission to hold the event by the Delhi police. Speaking to the Quint, the organizers said that, quote-unquote, even if the police deny permission for the event will take place. Also, in two separate incidents, 5 journalists were allegedly assaulted by right-wing mobs at the event. Meghnath Bose, the Quint's principal correspondent, was one of the reporters, and we'll be speaking to him for this episode. You'll also hear from Meer Faisal, who works at the Hindustan Gazette, and freelance journalist Arbab Ali. Both of them were also allegedly assaulted and manhandled by the mob. You're tuned in to The Big Story, the podcast where we dissect the headline-making news for you, and I'm your host, Imat. The Hindu Mahapanchayat event, according to one of the organizers' Twitter account, was planned as far back as 2nd January this year and was in the same vein as both the Jantar Mantar event in August 2021 and the Dharam Sansad held in Haridwar in December 2021. However, as I stated earlier, this event was denied permission by the Delhi police. Speaking to the Quint on 2nd April, DCP Northwest Delhi Usha Rangnani stated that no permission was given for this event. She said, and I quote, "A request letter for seeking permission for organizing the Hindu Mahapanchayat Sabha was received in the Northwest Delhi district from organizer Preet Singh, president of the Save India Foundation. The request was denied by the Northwest District Police on the ground that the organizer had no permission from the land owning agency, that is DDA, for organizing the Sabha in Burari ground," end quote. But when the Quint's principal correspondent Meghnath Bose went to cover this event, he found out that the organizers had gone ahead despite the lack of permission.
So basically, the organizers of the anti-Muslim hate speech event that had taken place in August 2021 at Delhi's Jantar Mantar, the organizers of it, some of the key organizers were the Save India Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The Jantar Mantar event had some others also who were involved in coordinating the event. But one of the key organizing groups was the Save India Foundation, and specifically the president of the Save India Foundation, which is this man named Preet Singh. After the event and the incendiary slogans that were raised there, the Delhi police had taken action against those responsible and part of the event, and they had arrested Preet Singh, BJP leader Ashwini Upadhyay, and others. Right? So Preet Singh had been arrested, and later he got bail in the case. The Delhi police had even filed a charge sheet later in 2021 in the matter.
Yeah.
Now, Preet Singh is out on bail for having been part of this event, right? And Preet Singh goes on to organize a very, very similar event called the Hindu Mahapanchayat, which took place on 3rd April, Sunday, in Delhi in 2022, just a day ago.
Yeah.
Now, not only is the organizer the same of the Jantar Mantar event and the Hindu Mahapanchayat on 3rd April, the agenda is almost identical. If you look at, say, for example, a hoarding, the main event hoarding, the main stage hoarding of the Jantar Mantar event, and you look at the poster of the Hindu Mahapanchayat event, you'll realize that the talking points or the key points of the agenda, most of them are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Word to word. So it's a similar event and it's got the same organizers. Mm-hmm. The Delhi police denied them permission to hold this event at the Delhi Development Authority's Burari ground in Burari, mm-hmm. Delhi.
So right? What was the reason for them also denying permission as well?
The DCP Rangnani, DCP Northwest of the Delhi police, Usha Rangnani, had called me to say that permission has been denied. And she said something about the Landowning Authority, which is the DDA, having denied them permission because some existing work was going on in the region. Something on those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whatever it was, whatever the reasons were, permission had been denied.
Yep.
And explicitly denied. It's not something that you go ahead and do something without having applied for permission, but permission being explicitly denied to you. Now, the event organizers had already told me on Thursday, which is 3 days before the event, and on Sunday morning that the event is going to go on. On Thursday, they told me that even if the Delhi police does not give us permission, the event will still take place. We'll still go ahead with the event, right?
Okay. What was the reasoning for this, that they just won't?
That they'll go ahead with the event.
That they really don't care about the order as such?
That there are so many people who are involved in it, so much of the preparation work is ongoing, so many payments have been made, we're going to go ahead with the event. Basically, that they couldn't care less whether the Delhi police gave them permission or denied them permission.
But let's come to what transpired at this event exactly. Speaking at the event where about 500 people had gathered, Yati Narsinga Anand repeated the same type of message that he was arrested for and made calls for violence against Muslims. He said, and I quote, "If a Muslim became the Prime Minister of India, in the next 20 years, 50% of all of you will change your religion. 40% of Hindus will be murdered." And he also said that, quote unquote, "If you want to change this future, become a man. Who is a man? He who has a weapon in his hand." End quote. Now, it's important to note here that one of the cases for which Narsinga Anand was previously arrested for pertained to a hate speech he made during the Haridwar event, and when he was granted bail on 9 February, he was given bail under certain conditions. So what are these exactly? Meghnath will fill us in here.
One of the key Hindutva figures who were there at the Hindu Mahapanchayat in Delhi's Burari on Sunday was Pinky Chaudhary, who was on the stage and involved in coordination of the event from the stage. Pinky Chaudhary is currently out on bail in the Jantar Mantar hate speech case. And his bail order had the specific condition that the accused shall not commit an offense similar to the offense of which he is accused or suspected of the commission of which he is suspect. Basically, one of the bail conditions for Pinky Chaudhary is that he should not commit an offense similar to what he is accused of having committed in the Jantar Mantar hate speech case from August 2021. So that is one. Second is Preet Singh, the key organizer and the president of the Save India Foundation, which was part of organizing the Jantar Mantar event in August 2021 and was the key organizer for the Hindu Mahapanchayat in Burari on Sunday. Preet Singh is also out on bail in the Jantar Mantar hate speech case. The other bit is that the Delhi police had denied permission to the event, and DCP Northwest Delhi had confirmed to the Quint that permission has been denied for this Hindu Mahapanchayat event. Yet, on Sunday, when we reached there, there were several police vehicles present and several police personnel present before the event was set to begin. But there was no interruption made by the police. Another speaker at the Hindu Mahapanchayat in Delhi was Yati Narsinga Anand, the Hindutva leader and temple priest at Dasna. Yati Narsinga Anand is currently out on bail in connection to the Haridwar Dharam Sansad hate speech case. And one of the conditions for his bail is that the court had asked him to not deliver any speech which can disrupt social harmony. But on Sunday, that is exactly what Yati Narsinga Anand did when he exhorted the people assembled at the Hindu Mahapanchayat and said that every Hindu man should pick up arms, and even went on to say that one is only a man if he has weapons. That is the kind of speech that Yati Narsinga Anand gave And along with that, he made several other communal remarks as well, for which he has also been named in one of the FIRs that the Delhi police has lodged in connection to the Hindu Mahapanchayat event.
But what also transpired at this event was the alleged manhandling and assault of five journalists in two separate incidents. The first incident involved Shivangi Saxena and Ronak Bhatt, both News Laundry reporters who were allegedly manhandled by the mob. According to a News Laundry report, Saxena was recording the proceedings on her phone when she was allegedly pulled and groped by unknown men who also tried to snatch her phone. Bhatt was also allegedly manhandled and assaulted by a group of 15 to 20 men. In the second incident, two other journalists were also allegedly beaten up and manhandled by the mob. These two journalists were Meer Faisal, who works at the Hindustan Gazette, and Arbab Ali, a freelance journalist. The Queen's Meghnad Bose was also allegedly manhandled by the mob. We have reached out to the DCP of the Delhi police for the response to the allegations of complicity raised by the journalists who were present at the event. This story will be updated with the police's version of the events as and when we receive response. We spoke to Arbab Ali about what exactly happened at the event and what led to the mob allegedly attacking them.
So basically, I received this poster that a Hindu Mahapanchayat is happening in Burari on 3rd. So I went to cover that. I reached there at 10 a.m. and I was covering it for Article 14 as a video story. So this event was organized by people who had earlier organized this event at Jantar Mantar, the similar event at Jantar Mantar. So Pinky Chaudhary was there, Preet was there, Yati Narsinghanand was there, Suresh was there, Suresh Chavankhe from Sudarshan News, he was there. So, I mean, and like every... It's there on the social media, like the misogynist and anti-Muslim speech that Yati gave and others gave. So, like, we were just covering it. I mean, there were a lot of journalists, of course, there. I mean, along with me, Meer Meherban, and a journalist, another Muslim journalist who doesn't want to be named. He was there, Meghnad was there, and the people from News Laundry were there. So at around 1 p.m., Meer and I were, I was recording this interview at the spot where these people, the crowd was sitting. So I was recording an individual interview there. And somebody, I think it was Pinky, so Pinky Chaudhary, he said from the stage, ki, like, jo bhi media karmi hai, wo aage aa jaye, aur किसी का वैसा इंडिविजुअल इंटरव्यू ना ले एंड अगर लेंगे और वो होगा तो उसके जिम्मेदार आप हैं अगर हमारे किसी भी जो भी इवेंट में मौजूद लोग हैं उन्होंने आपसे पूछताछ करी और जो भी उन्होंने एक्शन वैक्शन लिया तो उसका हम कुछ वो नहीं करते बेसिकली 2-3 टाइम्स ही सेड दैट फ्रॉम द स्टेज
द इवेंट ऑर्गेनाइजर्स विल नॉट बी रिस्पांसिबल फॉर एनीथिंग व्हिच विल हैपन टू जर्नलिस्ट ओवर देयर कवरिंग द इवेंट
या या सो दिस वाज दैट मतलब they don't hold responsibility. Agar kuch bhi, the responsibility if anything happens to us. So he said that from the stage 2-3 times. And after that, these 3-4 people were there. I think one had a saffron shawl around his shoulder. So they pointed towards me and later towards me, who was just 5-6 yards away from me, sitting on the chair. So they pointed towards us. Then they came to us. First, they came to Meer. They asked him, ki bhai, ki apna wo dikhao. What is your name? So, and he said, ki Meer Faisal. Then they were like, ID card, apna press card dikhao, ye wo, ye wo. Uske baad, later, they came to me. Uske baad, just then they asked me, what is your name? So, I told them, Arbab Ali. And I'm here for Article 14, covering a story for Article 14. As soon as they heard, like, Arbab Ali, so they had this weird expression on their face. And one of the guys said, ye to dono musalman hai. He said that, ye dono musalman hai. So at that point of time, I was about to show them my press card and the letter that I had been issued from Article 14. It was in my phone. And these people snatched my phone. They took my phone forcefully. They took me his camera forcefully. And uske baad, I said, ki bhai, camera de do, phone de do, hamara, give us our equipment back. And there were these 8-9 people sitting on chairs, part of the crowd. Theke? So they told them, ki inka camera pakadiye, inka phone pakadiye, and keep a lookout on them, keep an eye on them. And they made us sit there, ki don't let them go anywhere. Uske baad, they made us sit 20 minutes there. We were alone. And in these 20 minutes, after that, I heard, I think it was Preet's voice. He said, ki Shivangi madam, he from the stage only. I could hear it itna far. Ki Shivangi madam, ye hate speech hai kya? Karke, he said something. So I don't remember the exact words what he said, but something related to that. As soon as he said that, so this group, another group, usme se kuch first earlier ke bhi log the, they came towards us and they were like, ki video dikhao. So I said, ki bhai, these people have the phone. They took the phone, then they started opening, then they asked me for my password, then they were like, ki video dikhao, kya kya record kiya hai. And then they started deleting stuff from my phone. And Meer se bhi similarly. So 10-15 people ganged up on him, 10-15 people ganged up on me. So like they started deleting, basically erasing criminality. Jo bhi hate speech I had recorded, jo bhi unke individual hate interviews I had recorded, they started deleting all of those. Erasing the criminality, pura. So this was their pura wo. So uske baad, one of the guys hit me first on my back, then on my hand, and then another guy. So he asked me, ki bhai, show us your ID in the sense Aadhaar dikhao apna. So I showed them my Aadhaar and he was like, ki uspe my address is of Jamia Nagar. So उसपे लिखा था जामिया नगर. So he said, ये तो जामिया नगर से हैं, जामिया से हैं, जिहादी है ये है. And then they started calling us jihadis repeatedly.
Arbab also allegedly claims that two police officers in plain clothes came and forcibly took both him and Meer away to a secluded place, but they were not aware that they were policemen or where they were exactly being taken. Arbab recounts that how the mob followed them chanting slogans despite the police's presence, and after all five journalists were assembled, the police took them in a van to the Mukherjee Nagar police station where they gave their statements.
And this was happening. There was a group of police personnel and paramilitary, I don't know if they were CRPF or kuch, a group of them, 40 approximately, sitting just 50 yards away from us on the opposite side.
And the policemen did not take any action as such?
No, they didn't even budge us time. They didn't even budge. Then they were like manhandling us pura. I heard Meer ko bol rahe the ki, iska to wohi le lo, memory card le lo. And one of the guys said, ki while they were checking my Aadhaar card na, arre check kyu kar rahe ho? Inko to maro. Inko check kyu kar rahe ho? Maro inko. Musalman hai, it doesn't matter. They are Muslims. Matlab, like at that point of time, all I had in my mind was, we'll get lynched. We'll get lynched. The police is not doing anything. We are Muslims, we'll get lynched. Because they said, ki fark hi nahi padta. Even after I showed them my press card, even after I showed them my letter, for them, we were just Muslims.
Yeah.
We were Muslims. We were not, even if we were journalists, it doesn't matter since we are Muslims. When two police women, female police personnel came, so as they came, and but they made them go away. So they were like, hum dekh rahe hain, ye kar rahe hain, wo kar rahe hain, unpe thoda chadhne lag gaye. So they went away. Then two people come in plain clothes. One takes me by my hand, and he gets me out of the crowd, khich ke forcefully. Uske baad dusra person does the same with Meer. I don't know kaise usko pakda tha. So usko bhi leke jaane laga. And the mob started following us. And I asked him, and they were taking away from this ye pura event wale area. So they were taking away us from that. And the only thing that was coming to my mind, I repeatedly asked him, bhai kahan leke ja rahe, where are they taking me? And what will you do with me? Who are you? So he was in plain clothes. I don't know who that guy is. That's what he's a right wing person only.
Yeah.
So he said, ki chalo batate hain. And when he said that, I thought, ki haan, he's taking me to a secluded place. He'll probably lynch me or beat me up. We didn't know he was a police personnel at that time.
Okay.
He then took us pura end tak jahan, near the parking space. He put us in this Innova, police Innova Jeep. So he put us in it. He sat in it. And then the pura, like they surrounded the car. This mob surrounded the car. Then Meghnath came running. Meghnath got in And uske baad, as soon as Meghnath got in, I don't know if the gate was opened or not. This guy, he had a saffron shawl. He comes inside half, he gets into the car, aadha. He punches the police, that person who took us away. He punches him in the face. Theek hai? And he starts pulling his shirt. Aise kheech ke, he was trying to get him out of there, to beat him. And I think just the mob can enter inside and beat us up inside the car. And then this guy says, ki main police wala hun, mujhe mat maro. Aise karke. So this guy, then he goes away. He goes to the front of the car. There was a police person sitting there in uniform. So he tells him, इनको लेके चलो कार्रवाई करो हम आ रहे हैं पीछे पीछे पुलिस टुक अस फिर गाड़ी निकाली उन्होंने वहां से दे टुक अस टू द पुलिस स्टेशन में दे मेड अस सिट इन सेपरेट रूम पहले एज अ लाइक वी वर जैसे होता है ना डिटेनिंग्स को बिठा देते हैं एक कोने में सो दे मेड अस सिट देयर आफ्टर दैट वी टोल्ड बताया उनको कि दीज आर जर्नलिस्ट सो दे टुक अस अपस्टेयर्स टू द ऑफिस वहां आर लॉयर्स उसके बाद लाइक वी They said कि आप जा सकते हैं we were like भाई we are afraid if what if they are waiting outside
yeah
and they have a plan so they were like we'll give you escort so we said okay so give us escort to the Quint's office in Noida so they were like they gave us two cars and we were in cabs so they escorted us to half थोड़ा सा ही like 300-500 meters तक हम गए and we got a call कि come back to the police station you have to give statement as to what exactly happened there. So we were recalled and then uske baad to ek slug sa chal slug ki pace mein this whole procedure went. It was as if the police was stalling things. They weren't processing our complaint. They were processing our statement sahi se and puri raat nikal gayi. Like we were on a fast. The four of us, we were on a fast. It was the first day of Ramzan yesterday. So we were on a fast. We were out of energy. It was terrible.
Bab, just to get a timeline also of the events. So you were at the police station around what time exactly?
We reached, I think, around, it was 2:10 or 2.
Okay, 2 p.m. Okay. So how long did it take for the police to process the statements for you to like lodge the FIR? Or...
We left, we got our MLCs done after iftar, during the time of iftar at 7. We left the police station at 12:50 at night. Two to 12:50 at night.
Yeah, so 11 hours of being in a police station just to file an FIR and MLC.
Yeah, 11 hours.
But the problem did not end here. According to Meer Faisal, the attending physician at the hospital wrongly alleged that he was drunk and that he harassed and abused the physician. Meer says that he may take action against the attending physician as well.
Bhi kuch aur karne wala police ne bola ki koi action lene wale hain.
Police ne nahi bola. Maine bola ki main action lunga tumhare khilaf jo tha.
Acha.
Wo usne kaha ki jo karna hai kar lena.
So what's next? There have been at least 3 FIRs filed against organizers by the journalist. The police have also lodged an FIR against Preet Singh and have booked the speakers, including Narsingh Anand, for inflammatory speech. The Delhi police on 4th April also filed a case against Meer Faisal in Article 14 for their tweets about the targeting of journalists at this event. This story will be updated with the police's version of the events as and when we receive a response. If you like listening to this episode, please subscribe to The Big Story for episodic updates. We're available on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, JioSaavn, and most of the other popular podcast streaming platforms. For other podcasts, please log on to the Quint website. And for any feedback, please shoot an email to podcast@thequint.com.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quint's website and check out our other podcasts.